Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The Curse of the Kentucky Chest, or also known as the Conjured Chest. This piece of furniture was cursed over 150 years ago. So my question is, can a piece of furniture be haunted? I'm your host, Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley. I welcome you back. Today we have a really good story, and this goes way back, over 150 years ago. It's taken from the book, Flapdoodle, Trust and Obey. It was written by Virginia Carey Hudson. Virginia was born in 1894. She died in 1954. I found it a little strange because the year she died was the year I was born. The story is based on Jacob Cooley. And since I'm a Cooley, I looked some of my family tree and I found that we go back to about this time, as far as back as I can go. And I do have Cooley ancestors that were plantation and slave owners. So it's kind of interesting, and it's around the same period and around the same location, so I'm a little put off at first when I first came across the story. My sister brought it to me a couple weeks ago and asked me if I heard of the Conjured Chest. I told her no, I didn't. But after investigating and digging into this, I was kind of surprised that of all the twists and turns the story took and the cursing of this chest. It's very, very interesting. And we'll let you know towards the end of the episode where the chest is today. The story is about a plantation owner, a murdered slave, a wooden chest, and a curse that brought misery to the whole Cooley family, to all the people that followed Jacob. I believe Jacob was not cursed himself, so he can witness the tragedies and deaths that were to follow. And that's pretty wicked. But Jacob Cooley was a plantation owner, and what I understand, a very mean and cruel slave owner. Sometime back around 1840s, Jacob Cooley owned a plantation just outside Frankfort, Kentucky. The Cooley slaves considered him just plain evil, an evil taskmaster. Once Jacob Cooley found out that his wife was pregnant, he wanted a chest built for his newborn that was about to be brought into the world. So he ordered a slave named Hosea, who was a skilled carpenter, to build him a chest for the baby with drawers in it. Hosea did just that. Hosea built a beautiful chest of drawers for the Cooley baby. Unfortunately, Jacob Cooley did not approve of the final product. He absolutely hated it. And he was so angry and so full of rage that Jacob beat Hosea so bad that Hosea died from his beatings, from his injuries, a few days later. Hosea's murder didn't sit well with the other slaves. One of the slaves was considered conjured, which some people refer to as a witch doctor, or could put spells on different things or people. Well, this conjured slave was so pissed off. You know, he took one of their own, and since he was mean and cruel to begin with, and then he kills Hosea, they took that chest that Hosea built, and they cursed it. Him and the other slaves did a ceremony around the chest, placed dead owl blood in one of the drawers, and cursed the chest for all of Cooley's descendants. All of them. Well, I believe Jacob didn't know anything about this because the curse didn't involve him. It involved his family, but not Jacob, that we know of. So what they did was, once the curse was placed on the chest, Jacob unknowingly didn't know this. So he placed the chest in the baby's room. I don't know, it was for maybe he felt bad that he killed Hosea, I doubt that, or he just didn't care, and baby needed a chest, so there it is. I mean, anyway, the chest was put back in to the baby's room. Well, then the baby came along, and naturally there was baby clothes and items put into the new chest, the cursed chest. Soon afterwards, a few days later, the baby died. There you have it. Death number one. All of the following events and tragedies and deaths, there were a total of 17 deaths from people who came in contact or had items placed in the conjured chest. Like I said, the baby was just the beginning of the tragedies to follow. The chest was given as a wedding present in the family, and the bride of the wedding couple died, and the groom also died. For years, the chest sat in an attic. After years of being handed down and passed around, and numerous other members perishing or tragedy striking the family, as in paralyzation for life, falling through a train trestle, being hit in on a boat by a beam, killed, babies dying, more than one, bride dying, groom dying. I mean, eventually it was, before you know it, there was 16 deaths. 16 that happened to Jacob Cooley's descendant. Eventually, the author, Virginia Carey Hudson, acquired the chest. She stored her first baby's clothes in it. Virginia Carey's baby died. Virginia's other son stored his hunting clothes in the chest, and her other son was shot soon afterwards when he went hunting. After Carey's son was shot, Virginia Carey is actually adding up all these events, and she's putting the dots together, and it just seemed to her, and finally the light went off in her head or whatever happened, but now she's starting to believe this chest is haunted. This chest is cursed. So after 16 deaths, Virginia's friend, an African-American woman named Annie, was also known to be a conjured woman. She asked Annie if she could take the curse off the chest. Annie said she would, but there was a few things that had happened. She needed a dead owl that they could use its feathers and the green leaves off of a willow tree. And after boiling the willow tree's leaves from sunrise to sunset with the dead owl nearby. They buried the liquid from the willow tree branch and placed it in a jar with the handle facing east to sunrise, to where the sun came up under a flowery tree or a flowery bush. Once they did this, naturally Virginia Carey Hudson wanted to know, how are we to know that it worked? So how are we to know if we can use this jest again? Well, Annie told her, for them to know, one of them would be dead by the first full autumn day. That September, Annie passed away. Annie was your 17th and final victim of the cursed chest. I find that very, very strange that the curse ended with the person who ended the curse. I mean, it's wild, man. I mean, Annie gave her life to end this curse. So throughout the years, with Virginia still having this chest, eventually it ended up with one of Virginia's daughters. She donated the chest to the Kentucky History Society, where it resides today. The Kentucky History Society put the chest in a locked room, in a back room, and it's not to be viewed or touched by the public. When they buried the liquid from the willow tree, they also placed the dead owl's feathers in the drawer of the chest, where it was to remain. So to this day, that dead owl's feathers are still in the drawer of that chest. So if the chest is supposedly not cursed anymore, not haunted, then why isn't it shown to the public? I mean, there's pictures you can find online from the Kentucky History Society, and the society says that they will show it sometime. I don't believe so. I think they're going to keep it locked up. I've also heard from a few members that work at the Kentucky History Society. I don't know if it's a myth, if it's a story, but among the workers, they were told that if you destroy this chest, that your entire family will be killed. So my question is, do you think that the chest is haunted, still cursed, or was the curse lifted from the chest? Being a coolie myself, I'm a little concerned with my family history, that I do have ancestors that were slave owners, were in the Kentucky area, and Alabama, and Virginia, and Tennessee. So I'm going to leave that up to you. If you think that the chest is on it, you can leave me a message, coolie54@gmail.com, and I will leave links at the bottom of this podcast to where you can go to see the chest, and also to reach me for comments. We'll see you in another 2 weeks with another great episode of Ghost in the Valley.